Next, Hallmark Channel presents Crown Media Productions. A Downtown Cityscape. Title, A Nashville Christmas Carol. Sign, Musicians Hall of Fame. A singer comes onto a stage decorated for Christmas. Credits, Jesse Schrum, Wes Brown, Sarah Evans Ray Lynn, Sarah Bourne, Moses Jones, Al Mitchell, with Kimberly Williams Paisley, Kix Brooks, and Wynonna Judd. A crew watches the performance. One woman points something out on a monitor to the others. The stage decoration includes a sign, Holly Jolly's Holiday Candies. Backup dancers strut across the stage. The singer smiles at the crew.
Cut. It's set for Blue Christmas.
Okay, great rehearsal, everybody. That was awesome. Keep it up. 6 days till showtime. I want game speed. All right, we need to make sure that the dancers have rubber grips on the bottom of their shoes, and this window needs way more snow. There's not enough snow. Why are these skirts different colors?
They're not.
The producer crinkles a brow.
They ran out of deep red, but full red is close enough.
Close enough? Close enough is a slippery slope. You know what they say about slippery slopes?
Ready for sledding?
Luann.
I got it. Deep red.
We also need to call the props guy, make sure that he looks at the digital fireplace. The image is getting very wonky. You got all that?
Pen's gonna run out of ink.
Appreciate your hard work, Georgia. I'm gonna miss you when you go to law school in the spring.
Right. About the song and the opener, people have been talking.
Who?
Okay, it's just me. Don't you think that the opening song should be a classic?
Too much baggage.
Sure, Deck the Halls is rife with angst.
Okay, every song has a memory. So we want people to tune in and hear Rockin' Little Christmas and think of nothing other than how much they loved this year's Country Christmas Live.
To tape.
The producer scoffs.
Okay, also Alexis's manager called. She wants fruit in her trailer, but no pineapple. Absolutely no pineapple. I think she's allergic.
As the women approach, a man dashes to hide behind a giant prop candy cane. A crew member enters to wheel it off, noticing him.
I was looking for Belinda Banners.
Behind a giant candy cane?
Where is she, the North Pole?
Try the gingerbread house.
Can I have your autograph?
Oh, you're serious. Okay, thanks.
There you go. Thanks.
Belinda Manners. Christmas come early.
Gavin!
How are you?
Oh, I thought you got stuck in L.A.
I did. Santa gave me a ride on his sleigh. He crushed this rehearsal. This was fantastic.
Aw, oh, you're just saying that.
12 years your manager? You think I still lie to you?
Well, I think your talents have been wasted by having me as your only client.
Thank you, but I think you've kept me pretty busy. Besides, after booking the opening spot on Country Christmas Live, I'm gonna be a lot busier.
Hey, speaking of which, mm-hmm. Can you help me with something?
Anything.
It's about the giant Holly Jolly's...
Billboard. Yeah.
Is it not just a little distracting?
It's a lot distracting. I'll take care of it.
I mean, I know it's Vivian's call.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
We're professionals. I actually have a meeting with her tomorrow morning.
Really?
Yes. Listen, I know how important this opening number is to you, so don't worry. It's going to be a wonderful experience. You deserve it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, Alexis is up next. How are we doing?
She's almost ready.
Great.
It's my fault, Vivian. I've been so nervous I can't stop fidgeting.
What? Alexis Reinhardt nervous? Who would believe it?
My first album just came out, and there's all these expectations. The most people I've sung for is church.
I wouldn't have booked you if I didn't know you could do it. Okay? Open your heart to them and they'll open theirs to you.
A crew member smiles at Georgia as he passes. Georgia, momentarily distracted, perks up. Vivian walks off, followed by Georgia. Later, they walk outside.
You know, Gavin's in town. Figured. He asked if you two could talk.
Could he?
I told him to meet you tomorrow morning in the Hall of Fame Museum.
Why at the museum?
Thought you two could use some privacy.
Okay. This meeting should be done soon. I'll see you at home.
Vivian walks off. Later, at night, a home is decorated for Christmas. A vinyl record spins, Two stockings are hung, labeled Georgia and Big Sister. They sit in the kitchen having a video chat with a man on a boat.
Looks like a blast, Dad.
Oh, it sure is. Thank you, girls, so much for this cruise.
Thank Vivian.
No, that was, Dad, that was from both of us. And just get back safely in time for Christmas Eve.
Hey, I'll be the one with the sunburn. Wait. You're not still working, are you?
Bye, Dad. Chat soon.
He's right. You should try sleeping every now and then.
I will make that a New Year's resolution.
I always went to bed when you told me to.
Big Sister, perks of the job.
What are these?
Resumes.
Oh, yeah? Who are you hiring?
My replacement?
Vivian?
Okay, I heard from my friend at the network. I am on the short list to produce the Icon Music Awards.
So, do both shows.
I can't. I'd have to move to LA the first week of January.
I'm sorry, did you say you're moving to LA?
If I got the job, which I won't. But probably.
You're serious. You'd really leave?
What's the IMAs, Georgia? I can't turn down an opportunity like that. Besides, you're going to law school. I could sell the house. Dad could visit us anywhere. What exactly am I leaving behind here?
A lifetime of memories?
Okay, you can't get sentimental about this kind of stuff, Georgia. That's when people take advantage of you.
What about what you said to Alexis? Seemed pretty sentimental to me.
Please, I just told a scared young girl what she needed to hear.
Later, Vivian stands in her closet, sorting through dresses. She removes a purse from the top shelf, then notices something. She pulls down a hat box. On top of the box is a sweater, which she puts down. She sits on her bed and opens the box. Inside is a camcorder. She pulls it out, smiling. Also in the box is a stack of photos. They depict various shots of Vivian with her family. Vivian stops on one photo. In it, she smiles hugging a plush snowman beside Gavin, who wears a glowing nose. Later, daytime, back at the museum, Vivian stands watching an exhibit video.
Christmas Live got its start 3 decades ago with executive producer Marilyn Jenway. Until her death 2 years ago, Christmas
Live. Gavin approaches.
The Marilyn Jenway.
You're my old boss. Tell me everything I know.
I heard she was a handful.
Special was on his last leg. She had to be tough. Besides, she never let personal feelings get in the way of business.
Even when the business is personal? You look good.
Excuse me?
You look good. Look different. Good different.
Well, I grew up.
Well, it's been a while.
Has it?
Yes. Can't say I get back very often, so.
You manage a country music superstar, but don't make it back to Nashville.
Listen, I should have called, and I
want. Look, we don't need to get into any of this.
I just got the sense that you didn't really want to talk.
Yeah, not talking would be great, so then we can work together and have it not be awkward.
See? Not awkward at all.
So what was it you wanted?
The open number.
What about it?
It needs a dog.
I'm sorry, a dog?
A dog. Belinda is involved with several rescue animal shelters, and we feel it would tie in that perfect Christmas vibe, so a dog.
Okay, I'll look into it.
Thank you.
Is there something else?
Nothing major, except that the billboard is a major distraction.
Yeah, no chance. Sponsor broke piggy bank for that billboard, so not going anywhere.
The billboard belongs on Broadway outside of a honky-tonk.
The billboard stays. So if there's anything else you need, ask Georgia, okay?
Vivian walks off. Gavin stands and stares. At the rehearsal stage, Vivian walks over to the monitors. A crew member approaches.
Hey, boss. You okay?
What? Yeah, late night.
Could always wrap early today.
Hilarious. What is this?
She notices a box.
No clue.
Well, did you see who dropped it off?
She opens it. Inside is a music box.
Music box?
For the toy landscapes.
Maybe.
Inside the box, tiny gears rotate as the music plays.
Oh, come all ye faithful.
I'm sorry, what?
The song.
I don't hear anything.
Parker, the song coming from the music box.
Vivian, I don't hear anything.
Okay, put it in the prop room. We'll look at it later.
Yeah, okay.
Parker takes the box. Georgia enters.
How'd it go with Gavin?
Great. Yeah, he came around in my way of thinking on the billboard, so that was good.
The billboard? Vivian, I meant, how was it talking to Gavin one-on-one for the first time in a decade?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Sure you don't. Anyway, that head honcho you were telling me about, what was his name? Grass?
Moss. Henry Moss runs the whole network. What about him?
He's here.
Vivian straightens up, noticing him. She and Georgia walk over to Moss.
Mr. Moss?
Ah, you must be Vivian Wake.
Yes.
Pleasure to meet you.
Likewise. To what do we owe this honor? I'm only used to working with people in the Nashville office.
Well, I heard good things. Wanted to come down and see for myself.
I'm flattered.
In fact, several board members flagged you for a project in L.A.
Really?
Trust you won't mind if I linger a bit, watching you work?
No, of course not. Stacy? Hi, can you find an empty dressing room for Mr. Moss, please?
Oh, please. Call me Henry.
Henry.
Okay.
Stacy walks off with Henry. George approaches Vivian.
First, Gavin, now I have the head of the network breathing down my neck.
This means they're giving you the job, right?
I don't know. But they wouldn't be here.
I said I don't know.
Okay.
Vivian notices milk and cookies on the stage.
These are real.
We get hungry while we're working.
So we're just leaving cookies out all day now?
No, we just thought...
Okay, this is not the jug that we decided on?
We had some extra paint.
Okay. Do I have to do everything myself? I'm gonna go wash my hand. I'm sorry. It's okay.
Vivian exits. Parker looks at Georgia, who shrugs. Outside, a string combo plays on the sidewalk. Gavin sits on a bench nearby.
Mom!
Gavin, so glad you made it to Nashville in one piece.
Yeah, thank you. So far, so good.
We're still on for dinner tonight, though, right?
Yeah, Susan, no one's work.
Work, he calls it.
Heard that.
Your father's excited to see you, too.
Mom, can I call you back?
Yeah. Come hungry. Mwah!
Henry. Hey, it's Gavin Chase, Belinda's manager.
Elsewhere, Vivian exits a bathroom and walks down the back hallway alone. As she walks, she looks around for the source of the music.
Hello?
She enters a door labeled prop room. Inside the room is an elaborately decorated empty dive bar. A neon jukebox sits in the middle of the room. There are neon signs and bar stools and Christmas decorations. She turns to leave, but the exit now leads outside, not to the hallway. She enters the bar, looking around. She approaches the counter, where the music box is sitting. She touches the music box. Marilyn approaches.
Hey, kid. Merry Christmas to you, too.
Marilyn. You're here.
You can do it. Four letters. Starts with D.
Okay, this is not funny. Who are you?
The song in this music box was playing the night we met, remember? Not a great party. But the eggnog was great.
Okay, this cannot be happening.
They warned me you might have a tough time with this.
Georgia was right. I'm not getting enough sleep. She's...
Hey.
The paint. I must have inhaled the fumes
before... Stop. This isn't a dream.
So you're real?
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing here?
I'm here to keep you from ending up like me.
What? You're my idol. Why wouldn't I want to be like you?
Because when the time comes to roll the credits on your life, you'll remember that it's the names that are important, not the work.
I don't understand.
I didn't expect you to. That's where we come in.
We?
A tough nut needs a tough nutcracker. So I've recruited a few of my friends.
A spotlight appears on a man playing guitar on the stage.
Well, hello, darling.
Allow me to introduce to you the spirit of Christmas past.
Marilyn tells me you've gone off the trail. I figure the best way to find out why is to go see where you took a wrong turn along the way.
See, he has southern wisdom. I love that.
This is really happening.
Mm-hmm. You were a friend to me when I didn't have many, so this is my way of saying thank you.
There's so much I want to say.
Save it. They used to do all of this in one night. We have five. Though, I still feel like we're pushing it. Have fun, you two.
Marilyn exit. The ghost approaches Vivian.
Candy cane?
I'm sorry, Mr. Pass? Or what do I call you?
Well, the full name is Spirit of Christmases Which Have Come Before. Friends call me Pat.
Pat. Perfect. Hey, so I produced a Christmas special, Country Christmas Live. Maybe you've heard of it. Anyway, we tape in less than a week, so I would really appreciate it if you could get me back to the studio, because
Well, no can do, darling. See, you and I are going on tour of your past. What is it you like to say? Every song has a memory.
Pat switches on the jukebox. Vivian disappears in a puff of smoke. She reappears shivering on a porch.
Wait, I'm not cold.
Wait, not really here.
What? Where am I?
She looks around.
Wait, not cold.
Wait, not really here.
What?
I mean, you're not here now.
Where am I?
You'll get it.
Two nearby children are playing with a camcorder.
What is that? Are you ready? That's me.
Little Viv. 10 going on 45.
That's the first camera I ever got. I got it for Christmas that year. This must be...
Gavin, the snowman needs a hat.
What? Why?
Every snowman has to have a hat. Show's gonna be ruined.
Young Gavin rummages through a box and puts a cowboy hat onto a small snowman sitting on a plate.
Not that kind of hat.
What? Who says snowmen can't be cowboys?
Young Viv removes the hat. Gavin smiles at her.
Hey there.
Yes.
They can't see you. Think of it like you're watching a really big TV.
I'm a better role. You ready, Georgia?
Mm-hmm.
Young Georgia poses in front of the camera.
Georgia
dances and sings with elaborate choreography.
Up on the housetop, reindeer paws. Out jumps good old Santa Claus. Down to the chimney with lots of
okay, tell me this is not the cutest thing you have ever seen.
Hey, I've seen a lot. Definitely cracks the top five. Look how much you love putting on a show.
Still do. But I think I work 16-hour days.
If you ask that little girl, would she tell you she's working?
Merry Christmas! Cut! I can't wait for Mom and Dad to see it. They're gonna love it!
Georgia runs inside.
Our first show was a success.
We'll have to do something huge to top it next year.
Wait, we're doing this again next year?
Well, yeah. I mean, who else would I do it with? Oops, I forgot to hit stop.
Wait.
Gavin poses in front of the camcorder.
My name's Gavin Chase, and I'm 10 years old. My best friend's name is Vivian, and I hope we're best friends forever.
Both Vivianese smile.
What? I was just acting like in a movie.
I know the tape was full anyways.
Vivian, come in for some peppermint brittle.
Okay, Mom.
Oh, well, see ya.
See ya.
Gavin leaves the porch.
How was your last Christmas together as a family?
My mom left that March.
I know how hard it was for you.
Young Vivian and her mom go inside the house.
She has no idea what's in store for her. I have to warn her.
She can't hear you.
I have to warn her!
Vivian runs inside. The family is gathered. Georgian unwarps a gift.
No, this isn't right. This was next year.
Dad, look! It's the dollhouse I wanted from Santa!
You must have been really good this year.
Do you see, Vivian?
I do. That's so cool.
You had to grow up really fast.
It wasn't a big deal.
Dad did his best. He was on his own. But you two always made sure little Georgia had something really special under that tree. Even when you didn't.
Young Vivian opens a box. Inside is a cheap-looking bracelet.
I'll make it up to you on your birthday, Viv. I promise.
It's okay. 14, right?
Right.
Merry Christmas, Dad.
Merry Christmas, sweetie.
Why are you showing me this?
That, darling, is for you to decide.
Pat exits. Vivian follows.
What? Wait, you can't just leave with...
As Vivian goes through the door, she immediately returns to the theater hallway.
Pat?
She looks around. She is inside a messy-looking prop room.
Pat? Oh, Vivian girl, you are losing it.
She returns to the stage. Gavin is chatting with Belinda. Vivian smiles at them. Gavin looks up at her.
There you are.
Henry, hi.
Henry approaches.
Chance to mull it over. And I love yours and Gavin's idea.
I'm sorry, I've had a long morning. Which idea was this?
Adding a dog to the opening number.
Wow, he told you about that.
He did. I think it's wonderful.
That is great. Could you just excuse me for a moment?
Oh, yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Vivian approaches Gavin.
Gavin? Can I talk to you for a minute? Outside?
Sure.
No?
She storms off. Gavin follows. They stand outside.
Why didn't you wait for my answer?
Oh, you seemed open to the idea of a dog.
I said I'd look into it.
I looked into it for you. Do you don't like dogs?
I love dogs. What? Everybody loves dogs. That is not the point.
What's the point?
The point is you went over my head to my boss. That is completely inappropriate.
Okay, you're right. Fine. I did. But I did it for Belinda and for the production, so... Sorry.
Fine. Just next time come to me before Mr. Moss.
Fine.
Thank you.
I will. About the dog.
Oh my gosh.
You said it yourself. Everyone loves dogs.
Okay, no, I do not have time to explain this to you right now, okay? I'm late to get to a meeting for the wrap party.
Great, go with me.
Right.
Later, in a
loft. Country's Christmas Live, it's not actually live. So why couldn't you shoot one version with the dog and one without and then just... cut them together.
Well, because it needs to feel alive to our audience. That was Marilyn's biggest rule. We need to pretend like we are going into people's living rooms.
Okay, so what are we doing here?
Well, this is where we are having the crew wrap party. I'm supposed to be planning it, but I am way behind.
This looks super familiar. I've been here before.
You have?
I have.
Chet Wilder's Christmas party?
Okay, look, an apology for sort of going over your head to your boss.
Sort of going over my head to my boss.
Fine. I was a jerk. So maybe we can make a deal. If you could find a way to put a dog in Belinda's opening number, I will put together your entire crew party for you.
What, you like Moonlight as an event planner too?
Absolutely. Album release parties, charity balls, birthday parties, and all without a single noteworthy disaster. So, look, let me take this off your plate.
Okay. I get to pick the dog.
See? Make a great team.
Gavin pulls out his phone.
My parents. I'm supposed to meet them for dinner, so.
Please go. Go, though. I promise I will not retract our great dog compromise.
Sounds good.
He begins to leave, then turns around.
I did want to ask, why'd you give Belinda the opening number? It's the biggest part of the show. You weren't very happy with me, so why give her that opportunity?
Because she is the best.
Gavin turns and leaves.
See you.
Wait, Gavin? Wait, you forgot your scarf.
She rushes outside with his scarf. Outside, Gavin pulls up in an old dirty car.
Vivian! Viv, hey.
Gavin?
Vivian, hey.
A second Vivian enters.
Are you coming tonight?
What kind of Nashvillian would I be if I missed the Nashville Christmas Festival, huh?
Oh my gosh.
Love the hair.
Anybody tell you it's rude making someone time travel without asking them first?
Better to ask for forgiveness and permission in this case.
I could pick you up if you'd like.
What, like a date?
No.
Oh my gosh, I'm kidding. You are blushing so hard.
I'm...
My shoot might be going late, so I'll just meet you there, okay?
Yeah, no, that sounds great.
Gavin sure seems sweet on you.
Gavin? No. No, we were just really good friends.
Mm-hmm. Hey, yeah, don't lose that scarf. We got a lot more to see.
Later, Santa stands in a living room eating a cookie. A sleepy-looking boy enters.
Santa!
He bites a cookie.
Mmm. These are from Miss Marjorie's Cookie Company. Mmm. Maybe I'll stick around. I'm sure the other kids won't mind getting presents on the 26th.
Cut! That was perfect! Almost. That was great laugh, energy, love.
Certainly had plenty of confidence.
Hey, even back then, you knew what you wanted. You gotta make it happen.
What you're doing. When he takes a bite of...
Why me?
We just do a slower...
Why now?
Hey, if the needle falls out of its groove, it just needs a little nudge to get back into place.
When you say things like that, it makes way less sense than you think.
Later, with an older woman...
Sorry, I can't pay up front. With all the new business, I promise.
Oh, no, Miss Marjorie, I already told you, do not even worry about it. Nashville needs you, and I'm happy to help any way I can.
Boy, was I naive. I didn't even get paid.
Well, not then. Your commercial did a real treat for Miss Marjorie's business. She made you whole, and you hadn't paid for so much as a macadamia nut since.
Yeah, well, that's Miss Marjorie. Miss Marjorie is not the real world.
You know, I have a grandson around your age. Would love for you two to meet. That is, if you're not already spoken for.
Oh, I am so flattered, Miss Marjorie, but I think I do already have someone.
Ooh. Who might that have been?
Don't know. It was a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
They disappear in a cloud of smoke. Elsewhere, Vivian walks with Gavin.
So tell me about the singer.
Okay. Melinda Manners is her name. Super talented. She's looking for a manager. We're actually meeting on Monday.
Only for her to tell me I'm not it.
Why would she say that?
I never managed anybody. And I'm the assistant at a talent agency.
Okay, no. You just tell her that you are the smartest, hardest working, most loyal person she'll ever meet. And she should be so lucky to have you as her manager.
Can you be my manager?
Do you want to play this?
She indicates a tossing game.
Oh, you're going down.
Man, you're the one with the pressure. Okay, right. Thank you.
There you go.
I want the bean.
An attendant hands them bean bags.
Ready? What makes matters worse is I talked to my dad. He still thinks it's a giant waste of time and I should quit the music business and join his construction firm.
You live your life, not his.
Nice shot. I mean, if I can get just one successful artist, he would not think it's a waste of time.
This is for the win.
He tosses his last beanbag and scores.
Oh!
Boom!
so loud!
The attendant hands him a plush snowman.
Thank you.
So many people I need to thank.
What is this?
Victory speech.
No, not that. What is this compared to that?
Second place. Watch what this does for this jacket.
He puts on a glowing nose.
Wow. She's so fancy.
Thank you.
That's very chic.
You need some peppermint brittle.
And that's what happy looks like.
Later, they sit on a park bench.
It's a long... Okay, I can't concentrate anymore. Yes, and I want to ask a question. Okay, so...
So?
If Belinda Manners does sign with you...
Okay.
You're going to need promotional material for her, right?
Right.
Which would mean if she has a music video, you will need someone to direct your music videos, correct? Mm. Look, I know I don't have a ton of experience, but you know I would make it amazing if I just had the right opportunity.
Job's yours.
Really?
Job's yours. I promise.
Why?
There's a lot of dreamers out there. Most people can't make those dreams become a reality. You can.
They smile at each other. He leans in to kiss her. She breaks away before they do and stops a passing stranger.
Hi. Excuse me, can you take our picture to remember this moment? Just push there.
Is this going back to
me? Your choice.
All right. Hmm. It's a good look.
He puts the nose on.
Yep.
She hugs the plush snowman.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, let's see.
Let's see it.
They check the photo in the camera.
I just booked. Wait, no, I got it. What?
Just friends?
We ate peppermint brittle and played carnival games together. That is what friends do.
I can see why Marilyn asked for help. You know, you are stubborn as a mule.
Excuse me, I do not appreciate your tone.
You get focused on something and you just can't see anything else.
That...
I didn't even notice you dropped Gavin's scarf. It's all right. I grabbed it for you. Don't say I never gave you anything.
He tosses it. When she catches it, she's Wait. Back outside the loft.
Get back here!
Fifth.
Gavin approaches.
Hey.
Hey.
Who are you talking to?
Oh, no one. I was, trying to remember something, you know? Get back here. My brain, you rascally memory.
Okay. I just forgot my scarf.
Yeah, no, here. Don't want to forget that.
Yeah. You good?
Yeah.
Okay, see you later.
Bye.
Gavin leaves. Pat enters.
Careful. Gavin thinks you've lost your marbles.
You did that on purpose.
Did what?
You stopped at the good part, when everything was fine. Show what happens next.
That part's not as fun.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's your rodeo.
Pat hands her the music box. She opens it. The sky immediately darkens. A second Vivian talks on a phone to Georgia.
Said this was a Christmas party. There's a red carpet.
Red's a Christmas color?
Oh, everybody looks so shiny. It's like they're glazed, Georgia. Glazed.
Look, Mr. Big Shot throwing the party wants to sign Belinda to his label, right?
Right.
So if that happens, you'll finally get to direct that music video you've been talking nonstop about for the past year. Just try to relax, okay? I'm sure this will be one of the best nights of your life.
I gotta go. I love you, Georgia.
I love you, too. I won't wait up.
He's got two thumbs and ready for shrimp cocktail. This guy.
Oh, no, I'm really underdressed, aren't I?
No, you look great. You ready?
Yeah.
Do it.
They enter the loft together.
Oh. You remember this night?
Yep. That was without a doubt the worst night of my life.
Inside, a sign reads Merry Christmas from Chet Walder.
Wow. This is amazing. Wow. Oh, there he is.
Who?
Chet.
Who?
Walder, the head of Galaxy
right.
Records.
currently at his Christmas party?
Sorry, I forgot. I'm nervous.
How did you... I'm nervous about it. Something to be nervous about. I may say, no one I'd rather be here with than
you. Aww. It's a shame you wasted your plus one on me. This kind of party can really impress a girl.
Not impressed?
I think he's coming over.
He's not coming over. Oh, no, he's coming over. Hey, Gavin Chase, right? Chet Wilder. Hi. Yeah, no, I know. This is amazing. Thanks for having us.
Oh, this little hoot. Yeah, it's nothing. Ugly Christmas sweater. Hilarious.
Well, oh, this isn't...
Vivian looks nervously at her sweater.
Your hands look cold. Let me grab you a drink so warm them up a little bit.
That's okay. You don't have to right now. It's fine.
Sure I do. You are the manager for Galaxy Records' newest artist, right?
What? What?
Welcome to Chet's Galaxy.
What? Oh, yes. Can you excuse me 1 second? I have to tell her.
Go, one second.
Gavin runs off excitedly. Vivian watches, smiling.
You did it.
Wait, what?
You did it.
No. We did it.
Gavin hugs Belinda.
It's a great party.
Huh?
The party, it's good.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
So I know that this isn't really the time, but I've got some great ideas for Belinda's first music video. I think you're really going to love
it. Oh, you're Gavin's little director friend.
Little director friend?
Yeah, so we talked about it, and that's a no-go on you directing the music video. It's gonna set the tone for the whole rollout, you understand.
Gavin said he already talked to Belinda.
Yeah, Gavin's a smart guy. He'll know this is for the best.
Chet walks away. Belinda poses for photos. Gavin backs away as Vivian approaches.
Did you know about this?
About what?
The music video?
What about it?
Well, Chet said that it's too important to give to your little director friend.
Whoa! All I said was that we should go with someone with a little more experience. I expect you to back me up on this game.
He has a point. It's her first video, and I mean, we could probably get her on, you know, one down the road.
We'll talk about it.
Yeah. I'll work on getting you a job on the set of this.
Oh, you get me a job on the set? You do that for me?
Can you work with me?
You told me that everything was going
to
be...
Vivian, you know how important this is to me, okay? You've gotten everything you want, even since we were kids. So can you compromise this once?
I just believed you had my back. You know what? You have fun in Chet's galaxy.
Vivian.
Vivian storms off.
Vivian.
Present-day Vivian watches. Past Vivian eats alone at a party. Marilyn approaches.
Don't cry on the eggnog, kid. It's the best thing about this party.
I'm not crying.
Oh, my bad. Beats craft service.
You work in production?
Television. You ever see Country Christmas Live?
Yeah. What happened last year, though? White Christmas and Silent Night back-to-back, were they trying to put us to sleep?
Wish we had. Maybe then they wouldn't have changed the channel. Who are you?
Oh, I'm nobody.
No, you're not. I don't talk to nobodies.
I'm Vivian Lake.
You in TV?
Sort of. I've directed a couple things, just real tiny.
Anything I would have seen?
Well, I did this... small commercial for Miss Marjorie's Cookie Company.
Oh, with Susanna. That was a good spot. And you did that by yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Marilyn Jinway.
I'm the Marilyn Jinway. Wow, you've won like 4 Emmys.
5. But one was daytime, so we'll call it 4.5.
You're also...
executive producer of Country Christmas Live, which I believe you said put you to sleep.
I'm so sorry. Honestly, I watch your show every year. I study your show.
Thanks, kid. It's okay. You're right. I should have split the songs. So what brings you to Chet Wilder's Christmas party, Vivian Wake?
I came with a friend, or so I thought.
You know what? Come with me.
Elsewhere, they stand on the theater stage.
So this is it, huh? This is where Country Christmas Live comes to life?
That's the idea. We're part of people's lives. Not everybody understands what's at stake with that. I do. Look, you can't let your feelings get in the way of business, kid. No one else will. I learned that the hard way. Sounds like you did, too. Is that your friend?
Yeah.
He's looking out for him. Maybe it's time you started looking out for you.
Vivian puts her phone away.
How would you like to have a job?
Working for you?
No, shearing reindeer. Yes, working for me.
Yeah, I would. Yes, please. I would love a job.
Marilyn and Vivian hug gently. Present day Vivian returns to outside the loft. At home, Vivian and Georgia bake. Dad is on video chat.
Gavin broke his promise. He didn't even try to stand up for me. Doesn't that mean anything?
That was years ago. Yet it feels like yesterday.
I smell that peppermint all the way from Tahiti.
Doing our best. No topping yours, Dad.
Look, you and Gavin were best friends. You shouldn't let one little mistake spoil that.
One mistake? After he broke his promise of not letting me do the video, 2 weeks later, he moved to L.A. without a single goodbye.
Fine. Two mistakes.
And as he was stabbing me in the back, he had the nerve to say that I'm the one who always has to get my way. Can you believe that? What?
You can be slow to compromise.
No, I'm not.
Really? So you wouldn't care if I put 3/4 of a cup of sugar in this batch instead of 2/3?
That's not what the directions say, Benjamin.
John. Look at it this way. Are you the same person you were 10 years ago?
Not even close.
Of course not. Because people change. Give Gavin a chance to prove that he's changed too.
I will try.
Georgia smiles as Vivian stirs. Outside, daytime, on the street, Alexis notices Belinda looking into a sidewalk mirror. She approaches.
Belinda?
Yes? Alexis, what's going on?
It's a real honor to perform on the same show as you. You've been my hero since I was a kid.
You're very kind.
I'm a little nervous. Petrified, actually. Any advice?
Yeah. If you forget the lyrics, just keep dancing.
Belinda walks off. At home, Vivian works at her laptop. Georgia approaches.
Come on. It's one night. It'll be mulled cider.
When you are finishing law school, you will be so happy I worked so hard.
Pretty please, with whipped cream and a sugar plum on top.
Georgia, really, I...
Consider it my Christmas present?
I've already gotten you your Christmas present.
Okay, next year's then.
They smile. Later, they sit together at a party. Georgia looks distracted as Vivian talks.
Okay, so Parker will be taking care of the base of the billboard. What do you feel about snow in the foreground, like right next to the camera? You know, the last 2 days I've been haunted by my dead boss in the spirit of Christmas past.
Cool.
Okay, you begged me to come out. Would have thought you'd be a little bit more present?
I'm sorry, you're right.
Are you expecting somebody?
What? No. Gavin!
Gavin approaches.
How's it going? I didn't know both you guys would be here.
Feeling is mutual. How about you, Georgia? You expect to see Gavin?
I don't know what you're talking about. Oh, look at that. I'm out of cider. I'll be right back.
Georgia walks off.
Mind if I...
Sure.
It's good to see you. Glad to see you're getting some time to relax.
Believe me, it is against my will. Georgia was very insistent.
Is that right? So, guys, we're...
Wow. Oh, wow. I have so many messages about tomorrow. It is getting late. Can you tell Georgia that I'll just meet her home?
Sure. Okay, have fun.
Vivian stands.
When we were kids, around this time of year, what our conversations were always about?
We compared Christmas lists.
That's right. For what? Make sure we wouldn't do the same things.
Yeah, so that we could borrow whatever the other person didn't get.
Exactly.
We talked about music a lot.
I did. I took you to your first record store.
And I introduced you to Loretta Lynn.
I got you her autograph.
And I bought us tickets to her show.
You liked me more than I liked you.
Wow. I'm sorry. I may have been the more generous friend, obviously, but you
You were the one buying me peppermint brittle at the Christmas festival.
You remember that?
Yeah. Things have been jogging my memory lately.
So to jog your memory about your second place finish?
It jogged my memory about that obscenely large snowman you got for a beanbag toss. You rigged that game. You rigged it. There's no way you could have gotten such a huge snowman compared to my tiny nose. It was huge. You were so mean when I got my cat that Christmas.
The cat hated me.
You called her Emmy Lou Hairless.
Oh, that was one of my better ones. I did. How's your dad doing, by the way?
He's been good. He's in Tahiti right now.
I'm sorry, Tahiti?
Yeah. We all spend Christmas together, but since December's so busy, it's just easier for us to, you know, send him on vacation.
Wow. James Wake, man of the high seas.
Never good at sitting still.
Yeah.
Kind of like you.
What do you mean?
You met Chet. And then 2 weeks later, you moved to L.A. and floating around in Chet's galaxy.
I should have fought harder for you.
I shouldn't have brought
this up. No,
I'm sorry.
I'm glad you did.
Just...
Vivian, I think about that night a lot. I didn't want to miss that opportunity. When that door opened, I was afraid if it...
Hey,
if
you... Gavin, you did what you needed to do for your career. It's fine. Okay? I get it.
Later, they walk on the sidewalk.
So listen, crew has tomorrow off. I was wondering if you might want to get together. Cultivate a little holiday cheer. I don't know.
You know, I'm gonna have to pass. I still have so much to get done.
No problem.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, darling.
Vivian drops change for a busker. It's Pat.
Wait, would you mind just grabbing a cab real quick? I will be right back.
Vivian returns to where Pat is playing.
Falling on hard times?
You know, I'm more studied on yesterdays than tomorrows. But why would you be skipping out on a day with Gavin?
You saw it. When push comes to shove, Gavin chose his career over our friendship. Nothing comes from mixing the two but hurt feelings, so...
Well, it's a funny thing. But you know, you'll hear a song 1,000 times, and then one day, you hear a whole different tune.
A puff of smoke and they return to the party.
You did it.
Wait, what?
You did it.
What?
You're signed.
What?
You have a record deal.
No way.
This is going to be huge for you.
I can't do this without you.
The good news is you don't have to.
Gavin, I think tonight is the night.
For what?
You need to tell Vivian how you feel, how you really feel.
You're right. I'm going to.
Linda. What does he mean, tell me how he feels?
Oh, I think he knows.
Pat and Vivian watches past Gavin and Vivian fight. Past Vivian storms off, like before.
You know what? You have fun in Chet's galaxy.
Vivian. Vivian.
Wait.
Chet,
where are you going?
Gavin, let's get you two.
She's upset, so I wonder if I can talk to her. Smile, G-Man.
Chet and Gavin pose.
You know my advice? Let her go.
You're at the top of the mountain, and some of your old friends may not like the air. Maybe consider giving her a chance. She's super talented.
Look, maybe I didn't make myself clear. I call the shots, okay? Hey, if you can't get on board with that, then maybe Belinda Manners isn't right for Galaxy Records after all.
Okay, well, I have to explain this to her.
You knock yourself out.
Chet walks away from Gavin, who covers his face.
You know, Gavin called and called, but you never answered. When Chet offered him a chance to leave, he had to consider if there was as much keeping him in Nashville as he thought.
Vivian returns to the street corner. Busker Pat strums.
You hearing a different tune?
You should stand up for me. I must look pretty stupid, huh?
Not stupid. It's just humans got more heart than sense. Hey, that's why us spirits love y'all so much.
I'll see you around?
No. I'm afraid this marks the end of our road, darling.
want to, like, hug you or something. Is that a thing?
Hey.
Pat stands, and they hug.
Thank you for everything.
You're welcome. And say hey to my friend.
My friend?
Oh, yeah. You don't think I'm the only spirit Marilyn asks for help.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Merry Christmas, Pat.
Merry Christmas, darling.
Vivian walks off. Gavin stands with a taxi.
Well, thought you might have fallen into another dimension.
Hey, I think I will take that day off tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah, why not? Let's create some holiday cheer.
Let's. Have a good night.
He holds the door for her. She gets into the cab and drives off.
Must be a really good guitar player.
Daytime, Vivian and Gavin walk in a pavilion.
Okay, so I didn't make a plan because I thought we could throw in some ideas, see what options we have, but maybe we can start from over here.
Vivian.
Work our way. What?
Producer hat? Okay.
He pretends to remove her hat and toss it.
Boy.
Still going.
Relax. Enjoy yourself. Have some fun, okay?
Okay, okay.
No more work.
No more. Okay. We do have a plan, right?
I do have a plan.
Good.
They stand at a Reef kiosk.
I don't mean for this to be a competition, but...
No, we've got that Blue Christmas segment, and I feel like a Reef is a perfect idea.
I'm sorry, you have a Blue Christmas what?
Segment?
What?
A Blue Christmas segment?
And that would be for...
Work.
Work? Hmm. Is this Vivian's day off today? I thought it was. I could be wrong.
She lifts the blue wreath.
I got an idea.
Okay.
Here's this Blue Christmas segment.
Yes, I say go with the flow.
Later, at an ornament kiosk.
Oh, look at this guy.
Look, all these guys deserve some love, but look, this is my favorite. These handmade ones.
Uh-huh.
See where the chisel made these grooves? See these cuts right here?
Oh, yeah.
I love that.
But your dad used to make ones like this, right?
Yeah. He sure did. Me and my mom.
What?
It's amazing. I think he thinks I'm gonna wake up one day and just have the realization that this entire music business is just a terrible idea. You know, I don't understand.
You ever told him how that makes you feel?
I wouldn't consider Dad a listener.
Whether he listens or not is not up to you, but at least you'll know you tried, right?
Yes. How big's your tree?
I don't have one.
Excuse me?
Yeah, no, I brought some home, but I keep finding spots for them at the show.
Where are you?
I do not have a tree.
I keep finding spots for them at the show.
Welcome, you two. We have some lovely his and her ornaments right over there in the corner.
Oh, we're not.
Yeah. This one's catching my eye, though.
Well, a man of taste, I see that is a fine instrument.
Is it in tune?
He lifts a small guitar ornament.
I'll take it anyway.
I'll take this.
Thank you.
Later, they approach a woman at a gift drive with a chorus of children.
Gavin Chase.
Lisa.
It's so nice to finally meet you.
Wonderful to meet you as well.
I'm sorry, finally?
Gavin is more than generous every year.
Stop.
Really? How you moved to LA and forgot about little old Nashville.
Well,
kids were just practicing their caroling.
You guys are carolers?
Yeah.
You mind if we... We hear a little bit. I mean, I'm in the music business. There could be a record deal in it for you.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Fa la 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 la, oh, 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 fa la 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 la. Oh, fa la 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 la, oh, fa la 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 la.
I'm going to say thank you again. I mean, you make a lot of kids' Christmases really special.
No, I get plenty of help from people like Vivian, for example.
Really?
Yeah. Apparently she had some tough Christmases growing up.
She sure did.
She's a special person.
Yeah, she is.
They park a car at Vivian's house.
What was the final verdict on Vivian's day off?
It was nice. Yeah, you know, in a couple years, I might even try it again.
Hey, you know, I was thinking, growing up, you heard me complain about my dad a lot, and I never heard you complain once. And it couldn't have been easy with it being just your dad and your sister.
1 year I did burn the peppermint brittle, so that was pretty tough.
That's tough.
Dave was.
See you tomorrow?
Yeah, bright and early.
Gavin starts to walk to his car.
Gavin?
He turns.
It was hard sometimes, but I always knew I'd be okay because of the people I care about.
Vivian goes into her house. Inside her house is a Southern belle with a flowing dress.
Here you are, sugar. Have fun.
Who are you? What are you doing in my house?
That doggone Pat, he said he told you about me.
Pat, wait, you're...
The spirit of Christmas present.
Why, were you expecting somebody else?
The spirit of Christmas present. What does that mean, exactly?
Well, Pat covers the stuff that already happened.
I cover the stuff happening now.
Oh, dear. Did you think present meant like a gift? That happens all the time.
No. I was just wondering. Well, isn't here the present, so don't really need a spirit to get me here.
That is a good point, sugar. What could you possibly need little old me for?
She holds out her hand.
Catch.
An ornament appears in it, which she tosses to Vivian, who disappears in a puff of smoke. They arrive at the theater, where Georgia stands.
Georgia says I work too much. Look who's here on her day off.
I don't think she's working.
Parker enters and stands behind her, helping her wrap a present.
No. Parker and Georgia? How long has this been going on?
Don't ask me. I'm just the spirit of Christmas present, not the spirit of the last 6.5 months.
6.5 months? Excuse me. Excuse me, young lady. Hello?
She can't hear you. Same rules apply.
Okay, a secret romance on my set? That is bad enough, but my own sister?
Can you blame her for not saying anything?
Yes. Yes, I absolutely can blame her.
She probably thought you'd react like this.
She's my sister. She can tell me anything. She knows that.
Hey, Vivian. Catch.
The spirit tosses another ornament, and Vivian is transported back home.
Cheap trick.
Vivian notices a tree in her living room. She reaches out dubiously. She smiles when she touches it, seeing it's real. Later that evening, Vivian and Georgia string popcorn.
Oh, I missed doing this. You had time to get a tree and go on a date?
Yeah, but it wasn't a date.
Sorry, casual day reconnecting with your childhood sweetheart.
Old friend.
You couldn't let me have any fun.
It's not like I remembered.
Really?
How so? It's more mature, selfless.
Okay.
More handsome.
I knew it.
Nothing has changed, though. You cannot mix personal feelings with work. It is the first thing that Marilyn taught me, and it has served me well.
I'm your sister, and I work for you. Isn't that mixing personal feelings and work?
Not the same thing.
Why? Because you boss me around anyways?
Mm-hmm. What about you? What did you do on your day off?
Me? Nothing much.
Nothing you want to tell me about?
There was something.
Yeah?
I don't want to go to law school.
What?
I love working for you.
No, Georgia.
I could come on full time.
This business, it's unreliable. No.
You manage.
Manage.
Exactly.
I mean, all Dad and I have ever wanted for you is stability. This is because of Parker.
Wait, you know about Parker?
Yeah, of course. Of course I know about Parker. I mean, do you think that there's anything on my set that I don't know about?
I was going to tell you.
Why didn't you?
I was afraid you'd get mad. He means a lot to me.
Hey. First of all, you can always tell me anything. You're my sister, okay? And second, if Parker makes you happy, then that's all that matters.
Really?
Really. Just promise me you'll keep thinking about law school.
Okay. I will.
Thank you.
Georgia tosses a piece of popcorn at Vivian. Vivian tosses one back.
Oh, it's on. Oh, I see you.
A handful! Yeah. Handful! No.
At the theater, Vivian enters with a dog. Gavin approaches.
Oh, is this our guy? Is this the doggy thespian? Hey, buddy. How are you?
How was rehearsal?
Rehearsal was great. It needs a big, I don't know, cymbal crash when Santa comes in. I don't know. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. We'll tell the composer.
I definitely wanted to get your opinion on it.
Go right ahead. I trust your judgment. Look who we have. This is our star of the opening act.
Gavin arches his eyebrows as she walks off. Elsewhere, in the prop room, Vivian rummages through a box and finds the music box. She begins to open it when Henry walks in.
Vivian!
Henry! Hi!
I've just about seen enough.
Henry, if things have been weird, I've...
Enough to know that we need you in charge of the IMAs.
What? I don't know what to say. Thank you.
Just one thing.
Anything, of course.
Swap Belinda Manners with Alexis Reinhardt for the opening number.
What?
Belinda's the past, Alexis the future. Boyd feels we should reflect that.
But you've seen Belinda rehearse. She's terrific.
And she'll be equally terrific in a different spot.
The show's tomorrow, Henry. I don't think that there's
enough
time.
You're resourceful. I'm sure you'll manage.
Belinda and Gavin, they'll be devastated.
Vivian, and you'll have a lot of difficult conversations working for the IMAs. Now, if you can't handle this, maybe you aren't the producer I thought you were.
Vivian nods sadly. At home, Vivian puts on a record.
Just a second.
She answers the door. Gavin is standing there with a box of decorations.
Now, I know you invited me over to talk work, but there's a nasty rumor going around that you have a tree to these decorations.
Gavin, it's really important.
Oh, no. Tree first, then work. Excuse me.
He enters, and they begin decorating the tree.
I cannot wait for you to see the crew party.
Oh, I usually dread those. I mean, they're always the night before we film, so I spend the entire party stressed to the max. But this year I'm a little excited.
What changed?
I've been shown a new perspective.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Your house, you ready?
Ready.
He holds a star.
You brought the decorations over?
I can't know.
Admit it. All right.
I cannot admit that until I see the star on the tree. Mm-hmm.
She places the star on top.
Very lovely. Beautiful.
They embrace.
Gavin, I invited
you. These last couple days, I don't know how or why or what's going on between us, but for me, it feels like it did back when we were kids, you know, and I honestly didn't know how much I missed.
We're replacing Belinda with Alexis for the opening number.
Huh?
She still has her spot at the top of the second hour. It's still a great spot.
Oh.
He sits, rubbing his face.
Ouch. Is this Henry's call? Belinda, you know, she had faith in me from the very beginning. You mind if I be the one to tell her?
Yeah, of course. You know, she's not the only one who had faith in you from the beginning.
Elsewhere, Gavin enters a garage where his dad is cutting wood on a saw.
Pop, head to the crew party.
Hey, could you help me with something real quick?
Sure.
I'm almost done with this manger, and
oh, I'm sorry,
I can't get a grip on this guy. I want to need to make one last etching.
Okay, hand me.
There you go.
Sure.
I see calluses. Right here?
That'd be perfect.
Yeah. I can't get a grip. I don't guess you have that problem.
Love you, Pop.
I love you too, son.
In fact, I love you so much, I'm going to just say this as plainly as I can. My entire life, I've just wanted to make you proud of me. And I know this is not the line of work that you would have chosen for me, but
that's just it. You don't get to choose.
It's not your choice. It's my choice. It's my life. And I just wish you could accept that. And if you can't, I can accept that too.
See you after the party.
Gavin exits. His dad looks concerned. At the party, guests mingle. A photographer takes pictures.
Wow, Gavin did a bang-up job, huh? I mean, I almost hate to admit it, but he looks great. Speaking of...
Vivian notices Gavin standing at the bar. Georgie leaves. Gavin approaches.
Hey.
Hey.
This looks amazing.
Thank you. You look amazing.
Thank you.
Oh, I was going to tell you, I finally talked to my dad.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How did that go?
So he's not the best listener. You were right. At least it felt good to get it off my chest.
You know, there is something I brought to show you, but I forgot it in the studio, so I'll be right back.
I'll be here.
Vivian leaves and enters the theater. She opens a bag and pulls out her old camcorder. She turns and leaves but notices Belinda on the stage.
Belinda? Sorry. I didn't know anybody was here. I'm just clearing my head for tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, no. It's okay. I just want to apologize.
Apologize?
Yeah. You know, for having to replace you with Alexis for the opener. I know you would have been incredible.
Belinda nods, slightly confused.
I'm sorry.
Excuse me.
Belinda walks off. Vivian exits back into the party. She brings the bag over to Gavin.
Having fun?
Yeah.
Oh, have you seen Belinda?
Yeah, she's back in the studio.
Oh, good.
She must not have taken the news very well, did she?
What news?
Well, you know, about the opener change. I tried to apologize, but...
Vivian, I haven't told her.
I didn't know that you didn't tell her. I didn't know that you didn't tell her yet.
I gotta go talk to her.
No, Gavin, I'm so sorry.
Vivian, this is not just a client. This is a dear friend, so... I gotta go talk to her. I'm sorry.
Vivian.
Huh?
We have to find her.
Yeah, no, don't worry. Gavin's looking for Belinda, so...
Belinda? Belinda's missing, too?
What do you mean, missing, too?
No one's seen Alexis since last night. The hotel said she's not in her room.
What?
Oh.
Henry approaches.
Did I just hear what I thought I heard? Because surely the star of our Christmas special wouldn't be missing 12 hours before we tape.
No, I promise you, we have everything under control.
I certainly hope so, Vivian.
Mm-hmm.
Henry walks off.
Okay, I'll go to the airport. Maybe because of the snow, she's stuck there.
What will you do if you find her?
I will strap her to the top of the van like a Christmas tree. I'm kidding. Mostly.
Vivian walks off. On the street.
Money for the paw.
Sorry, I'm in a huge hurry. I'll come back later, though. Shoot. Okay, just real quick. Here we go.
Thank you, sugar.
It's the spirit waving playfully.
No, not now. Not now.
Oh, now you're starting to hurt my feelings.
No, look. My starlets are missing. I'm about to get fired from my dream job before I've even been hired, and I've upset someone who means so much to me. I do not have time for this right now.
I'm sorry, sugar, but the past stays put. The present is always changing. It's now or never.
Oh, great. And she's never.
The spirit holds up keys.
You're looking for these?
Hey.
Catch.
She tosses them to Vivian, who is transported back to the party.
Why do I keep falling for this?
Don't be beat yourself up. I've had a lot of practice.
They walk through the party arms linked.
I've learned my lesson from Pat, okay? I put work ahead of everything. Mm-hmm. I push away the people who matter most. And I'm a lousy person, I get it. So just take me back, okay?
That's big of you, Sugar. But the past is only part of your story.
Come on. So what do you guys want for Christmas this year?
Besides a pony?
Besides that.
Wouldn't mind Vivian laying off a little.
Oh.
Just because she has no life outside of work doesn't mean we don't.
Tell me about it.
Like, Georgia, I'm sorry.
It's okay. Vivian can be a little intense.
Intense?
A little? Like, who doesn't hire their own sister for a job? Like, I get strictly business, but...
It's true. Vivian's always worked too much. Always been stubborn. Always needed things her way. But it wasn't easy after Mom left. Every Christmas, I had presents under the tree. Vivian gave up her childhood so that I could have one. I don't want to work for her just to stay close to you. Though, that's an added benefit. I want to work for her because she's my hero.
Well, she doesn't make you sound too lousy. Smile.
A photographer snaps a picture. They are transported to the gift drive.
It's quite a haul this year.
Mm-hmm. Santa's elves are always working.
Please extend our thanks to Vivian.
What do you mean? These gifts come courtesy of Marilyn Genway.
My mistake. Merry Christmas, Luann.
Merry Christmas.
Luann winks and leaves.
You make sure these kids have gifts every year. You have so much love in your heart, you have no choice but to spread it around.
Every child deserves a good Christmas.
You did too. You know what it's like to go without. That's why you hold on so hard to what you have. The lesson you needed to learn isn't that you're a lousy person. We wouldn't have gone to all this trouble. The lesson you needed to learn is much harder than that. You needed to see just how wonderful you are.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love sent to me a partridge in a pear tree. On the second day of Christmas,
you said you wanted to find Alexis. Well, there she is.
Two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree. On the third day of Christmas,
who are you hiding from?
Linda. I'm so sorry. I had nothing to do with
it. I know. Mold cider. Good for the voice.
How'd you find me?
Honestly, I wasn't looking for you. But when I'm feeling lost, I just try to find somewhere to sing. Guess we're alike in that way, huh?
What if I blow it tomorrow?
You won't.
Come up with me.
No, I couldn't.
Oh, come on. You already took my job. Don't turn me down for a duet, too.
Oh, okay.
Mind if we cut in?
Belinda and Alexis get onto the stage.
Yours!
Spin us up a classic.
Yeah, sure.
They sit on stools as the music plays.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the
lot of joy to share, and I know you'll help them do it. Just remember, you don't have to do it on your own. One more? For old time's sake. Okay?
The world around Vivian rewinds. Marilyn appears.
Didn't go anywhere.
But you did. Back a few minutes.
On the second day of Christmas, what you love sent to me, two turtle doves.
Wait, why?
I thought I'd help you out. You've had a long week.
How did you do it? How did you manage so long without everything falling off the rails?
I was stuck in my ways. It's easy to keep a train on the tracks when it doesn't move, but it doesn't go very far.
I just wanted to be as good as you.
You're not as good as me. You're better.
Okay. So where's the last spirit? There's got to be a spirit of Christmas future, right?
There is no spirit of Christmas future.
What?
Our future is whatever we make it. A song yet to be written. The only question left is, what song will you sing?
Thank you.
Vivian leans on Marilyn. Vivian watches Alexis and Belinda sing. Gavin approaches.
It's the most wonderful time. It's the most wonderful time.
Sound great together.
Mm-hmm. Belinda and Alexis embrace. Later, Gavin approaches Belinda.
Great as always.
Thank you.
I'm getting you back on that opener. I'm gonna talk to Henry. I'm gonna set it right.
Gavin, it's okay. My career is in a new stage. Not worse, just different. You've been trying so hard to help me.
I know. I don't want you to feel like I've ever let you down. You're right.
You could never let me down. Your talents are being wasted by having me as your only client. There are other artists who deserve a manager like you, who cares as much as you do.
Thank you.
Hey, guys. I think I have an idea to make all of our dreams come true.
The next day, a screen plays the opening of Country Christmas Live. Belinda starts singing.
I wrote a letter to Santa last night. I told him what I want to make my Christmas right. But if I don't get it, I'm gonna be blue. I want to rock a little Christmas for you.
Alexis and the dog appear.
Okay, that was perfect. Parker, let's move on.
Let's set for the most wonderful time of the year.
Alexis and Belinda remain on stage.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
With the kids jingle belling and everyone sure do. Telling you be of good cheer. Hey, Georgia?
Yeah?
If it's truly what you want, I'd be honored if you continue working with me.
Really?
I love you so much.
I love you too.
They hug.
I can't see.
Gavin separates them. Parker and Georgia smile at each other.
It's the happiest season of all.
Gavin's parents' center.
This is quite the production.
Yeah. Hey, what are you guys doing here?
Viv invited us.
Sit down, Susan. Thanks for coming. Hey, how are you? Her voice. Stunning, isn't it? I'm proud of you, Gap. I'm proud of you. Thank you. Thank you. Sure. Enjoy the show.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Say, you wouldn't know anything about a missing billboard, would you?
Gavin approaches Vivian.
Well, you know, some things are just more important than money.
How did you get Henry to agree to do it?
Well, that's easy. He heard them sing. What?
The
since these last 4 days, you've been...
What, a different person?
No. The person I've always remembered.
Cut!
That's it.
That is a wrap on Country Christmas Live!
The crew all hugs.
Oh, I couldn't have done any of this without you.
Thank you. Seriously.
What a show!
Henry!
I can't wait to see what you do at the IMAs.
About that. The IMAs are an amazing opportunity, and I thank you so much for that, but this is my home. I can't move to L.A.
Well, I guess you're gonna rack up a lot of freaking flying miles.
You're serious?
Normally, I would never let someone commute from Nashville to produce the IMAs. Something tells me you could pull it off.
I can.
Sure you can. Merry Christmas, you two.
Merry Christmas, Henry.
Merry Christmas. I have to say I agree with him.
There's been something I've been meaning to show you.
Vivian reaches under a monitor and turns on the camcorder.
My name's Gavin Chase, and I'm 10 years old. My best friend's name is Vivian, and I hope we're best friends forever.
No, you told me the table was full.
There might have been a little bit more space.
Just a little bit.
I'm done putting work before the people I care about. I'm done needing to have everything my own way. Willing to compromise. Really? But. There's one thing I won't compromise on.
What's that?
It's how I feel about you.
You know, everything that kid said on that tape is true. So if we're gonna be best friends forever, then I guess I just fell in love with my best friend.
Vivian smiles.
Hey, actually, can you leave that? Thanks.
A crew member breaking down a mistletoe display nods at him and leaves.
Oh.
They walk under.
How convenient.
Very convenient.
They embrace and kiss passionately, standing under the mistletoe.